community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Right, I'm joined in the studio by Rosie A. Webb, who is a singer-songwriter, local singer-songwriter. She's also one of the Brit School pupils, so you know she's going to be absolutely fantastic. And it's great to meet you.
Thank you. Good morning. Lovely to meet you. It's great to be here. I mean, I put my song on Facebook, and luckily one of my family friends, Natasha, really lovelily, sent you a message, I think, and just a comment, put your name in my comments, and I just came across it, and you came across my music and we went from there, and you really liked it, so thank you so much.
It's absolutely brilliant, and it's my type of music, and I know that I could get in my car or sit at home and just have that. And you've got a great voice. I love your voice as well.
Thank you. That's what I want. It just be easy listening.
When did you start singing and songwriting? Well, you've been very, because you're, how old are you now, by the way?
I'm 19 now. I just turned 19. Well, I've always been into music and singing for, obviously, as long as I can remember, even if that's cliche. I've always been in the choirs and in school performances and things like that. And then as soon as I finished primary school, got into high school, and music was everything. And I did as many of the talent shows as I could. And I really put myself out there, like with my singing. And then I started writing when I was in about GCSE year, so when I was like 15, 16. Even though I'd done like a little bit of writing before that, that's when I started to take it seriously in GCSE to get them good grades, and just found that I really enjoyed it. And so I went into Brit School when I was 16.
What, did you just walk in and say, like, I'm here?
Oh, no, I wish. There was quite a lot of auditions.
How does it work to get in there? It's a bit late for me.
Well, I wanted to do community arts practice. That's where my a lot of my passion lies. I work with communities and stuff. So there was an interview, an audition process, and then thankfully I got in out of however many people applied. There was a class of 20, which I got into. And Britt really pushed me to do my own writing and my own singing, and I definitely followed that through throughout the 2 years, but just underliningly. And then as soon as I finished, I knew that songwriting and singing is where I wanted to go in my life. And so now I go to Guildhall School of Music and Drama. And I do songwriting and singing there, and I love it. And so I've just been doing that, and now I'm here, and it's just all amazing.
That is fabulous. So tell us about some of the people that have been at Brit School, if people don't know.
Yes, well, Brit's quite a famous school in South London. It's based in Croydon, and people like Adele have been there. Ella Eyre is quite a recent one. Neil from In Between Us, we all love him. The new Tom Holland, the new Spider-Man, has also just graduated from there a few years ago. A lot of my friends are having good paths to success and stuff like that, being in lots of films, but I can't disclose their names. But they're doing really well. Everyone's like doing really well from Brit. It's a really good opportunity to go if you're into performing arts,
and to get in with all those people. There's 20 people, so to get in, that's phenomenal.
20 people in my class, and the school's quite small, I think, so it's obviously a lot of rigorous interviewing and auditions, but the people who get in are very talented, and I was really lucky to be around the amount of talented people that I was at the time.
I think that actually is a good thing, because you work up to your peers, don't you, really? So when you're doing anything, if you're the best, you never really get better. It's only when you work with better musicians and stuff that you kind of up your game.
Exactly. And Brit's whole thing was about, you know, they don't want to take in the best kind of people. They wanted to take in the people who had the passion and the drive to want to be the best, but who could work together as a team. Thankfully they let me in, and they've really pushed me to what I want to do now.
And you're at Guildhall, which is fabulously, well, that's very...
This is a very, it's top institution,
yes,
I think.
I've had friends who've gone that I never would have got in there, because I was just, I couldn't even write my own name. Anyway, on a chalkboard, who are your influences musically?
Well, for years I've had Ed Sheeran as a big lyricist inspiration, because I find his music really good. And I've seen him live a lot of the times, and the way that he just brings a whole arena to one place with, you know, the words that he sings is really awesome. And that's the kind of, that is something that I'd really love to do, like bring a whole place together with just, you know, some words, which is what I really aspire to do. I'm really into a songwriter called Mahalia as well. She's quite new on the scene. She's amazing. Her music is a lot of the kind of music that I wish I'd written. She's really good. Who else? Adele, for her soulfulness in her voice and the way that she's just come from Brit as well. Mm. It's such an inspiration. I'm not too sure. Those definitely are to my top three.
Now, enough of the talking. Let's hear that superb voice of yours. Tell us about, these are all original tracks that you've been writing. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about the producer as well you've been working with.
Yeah.
So tell us about this first track, about the song.
So this song is called Summertime, and I wrote this back in May, June, when we were all feeling the start of the heat wave. And I normally work towards or behind a beat. So my producer just was playing around on the mixer and chucked this on, and I just did some writing over it, and we got into the vibe, and it came about. And I love the way that it's fun, it's free flowing, the lyrics are quite relatable even though it's raining right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really good fun to make.